Fiona Clark, Ballycotton resident and CEO of the Cork Film Festival, which is why I'm here in the bar of the Everyman for this live OB on the day of the opening of the 64th Cork Film Festival. 11 days and nights of super cinema to come. Fiona, are you a frazzle on day one of the film festival?
Not really. It's kind of at the point now where it's more exciting than terrifying. And she says, so the bar's around here tonight, and it's the start of 11 days of a marathon of buzzy festival activity. It's a beast of a thing, the festival, but it's hugely energising to be able to share it with an audience now. And, you know, it's going to be an absolutely terrific night tonight.
And it's a much-loved cultural treasure on the Cork cultural calendar. 64 years young, one of the oldest film festivals in the world. If you've an opportunity to take a few days off in this coming week and just head into town, grab a coffee somewhere, spin along and catch a movie here and catch
Absolutely.
A movie there.
Especially the days that are drawing in and when it's rainy and cold, you want to be inside watching a great film. Go along to our box office. We've got a fabulous new box office this year on North Main Street, right next to St. Peter's. Grab a coffee in St. Peter's. It'd be great coffee. Come next door, chat to the staff. We've got art exhibitions on. You'll be able to watch short films in there. Pick up a brochure. Sit down at your leisure with your coffee. Have a look through. Ask for advice. Book your tickets. Or take the brochure away and book online whenever you feel like it. Very close to the Gate Cinema. Very close to the Triskel and not that far from the Everyman.
And there are all sorts of interesting and intriguing and diverse and challenging films in there. But there's also lots of big, broad, enjoyable movies for people to see, like Le Mans 66 with some serious stars in that. There's some classic screenings, Singing in the Rain, Bonnie and Clyde. Into the West, might we have Jim Sheridan down for that Saturday in the Everyman?
Well, you never know. He'd love to come and he's looking to see if he can. He's a very busy man, but he loves Cork Film Festival and he loves Cork. So watch the space. That's a really good point, Dave. It's just that we're serious about film, but we're not solemn about film. Mm. And what's the unifying factor of the programme is that we're putting on really good films. So 90% of the programme will be Irish premieres. Our mission really is just to find the really best and the latest films to share with our audiences.
Bring the best to Cork because we deserve nothing less, I would say. But I'd also say if you want to go that step deeper, go catch a short screening.
The
you'll love it.
Programs. And the thing about Cork Film Festival is that we've got, I think it's like 16 short programmes, international and Irish. The short film form is absolutely brilliant. And, you know, to have that sort of pick and mix variety in one programme is just brilliant.
Pick and mix variety is a nice way to put it. I will be using that again. Thank you, Fiona. The Cave is that film about the football team in Thailand that got caught in the cave. It's a recreation with the real rescuers, including the Clare man who was central to it, shot by an Irish director, Tom Waller. I hope to talk to him tomorrow evening on the show. I'm just about to rattle through a few other bits just to finish up. I'm going to leave you to talk about Lost Lives. The Young Offenders, Series 1 and 2, Saturday afternoon in the Cellar Theatre in the Mardyke Entertainment Complex. Free tickets, but they'll book fast. Corkfilmfest.org if not already gone. Frozen 2, oh my God, that'll be huge in the Everyman. Le Mans, I mentioned, with Matt Damon, Christian Bale. Michael Winterbottom's Greed with Steve Coogan. Looking forward to seeing that on Saturday night. The Nightingale is one that's caught my eye. Ireland's Aisling Franciosi, Colonial Australia, tale of revenge against a British officer that's wronged her. She uses an Australian Aboriginal tracker to help her cross Tasmania in the hunt for this. Sounds brilliant. It's called The Nightingale. And many, many more, as we've mentioned. Box Office North Main Street.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.